Baz and AJ News.
99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. The House in Connecticut voted in favor of making pizza Connecticut's official food.
Yay!
Now it goes to the Senate.
Okay.
The vote will, hopefully pass the Senate and be signed by the governor. The governor on this show said he'll sign it.
Yes.
Passed the House by a vote of 131-9.
Nine!
Who are the nine people?
49!
Who?
Who?
Who? Who?
And
who?
Why would they vote no?
Are they pizza intolerant?
Are they so behind the snickerdoodle?
I don't like the crust. The crust makes my
long
teeth hurt.
Long live the snickerdoodle.
The sauce gives me acid reflux.
How do you oppose pizza?
How?
How?
In
how?
Connecticut!
Pizza makes people happy.
The pizza capital of the world.
You are a representative of the people. How can you do this?
And we like pizza.
Do you not like pizza?
It's not
you. You have a problem with cheese? Are you anti-cheese?
No.
We found two of these no votes. They're on the phone right now.
Oops.
One's a Republican. One's a Democrat.
All right, one of each.
Let's start with the Republican. Representative Terry Wood, Norwalk, Darien area.
Samoa with you.
Terry. Terry.
Samoa with you.
Terry.
Oh, boy. I'm in hot water before we even started. I can tell. I just read the bio on Chaz, and it says one of his favorite things is pizza. So I've got tail between, like, no. You easily could have been a yes vote, but part of me felt I'm going to vote no because there were other priorities, and I was curious if anybody.
Wait, hold on.
Right. With some
can you repeat
there
that?
There was a noise there.
Right, a convenient one, I noticed.
Oh. You voted no. Why?
I voted no because there were other priorities in a long session. We've got significant issues in Connecticut, and I thought this is something we could have done another year.
This is the one positive story.
Yeah, that's all we have. Pizza.
After 2020, a 100-year pandemic, we were flat on the ground. We have a positive story. And actually, you want to squish it like a bug.
It's part of our slogan, Connecticut.
Terry.
Well, it's part of our slogan, Connecticut. At least have pizza.
Terry.
I know, true. But I also wanted to see if anybody's paying attention. So,
well, you got the answer to that question.
We're paying attention.
Here's your answer, Terry.
Do we sound invested to you?
No, I can see I'm going to have to give you a tour of all our hotspot pizza places here.
Okay.
How do you even walk in those places now?
Do you wear a mask?
She didn't think of this one.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Well, CDC. Hey, CDC, yesterday it's going to be interesting.
Don't change the subject.
Smart.
Voted no on pizza, Terry.
Shiny object over here. Look at this one.
This is a dark spot on your voting record now. This will be used against you in the next run.
Oh, man.
She voted against pizza.
The mailer.
Right.
The mailer. Exactly, yeah. The mailer.
All right.
It's going to be who doesn't like pizza?
It's going to be her in black and white. Voted against pizza.
Right, it'll be that
ad.
Yeah, the negative ad.
Yep.
You guys are tough.
Thank you.
I just don't understand why anyone would vote no for pizza.
Really?
It doesn't seem like a good, like you don't have, and you don't even have a compelling reason.
Just so you were paying attention.
See if anyone was paying attention.
Right, obviously.
Hello.
We were. Obviously we were.
Terry, how long have you been doing this?
Doing what? Eating pizza?
No.
No. Being a
lifelong
representative.
How often I've got to do not genuflecting to pizza, but I've got to prove my pizza credit. Pizza.
No, but how long have you been a representative?
Yeah, that part you mentioned.
Oh, 12 years.
Now, come on. You know what we pay attention to.
Right.
You could be passing the most important budget, and we're looking the other way, yawning. But when you talk about pizza or something silly, all of a sudden, we're all involved.
Exactly. You have our attention.
You know that.
We're like Pavlov's dog.
We get involved in the stupid stuff.
A little bell went off. Ding, ding, ding.
Although this isn't stupid. This is, it's headline stuff.
Yeah.
Pizza.
It is headline stuff.
Nine
as
people.
As I have found out.
Nine.
Well, and it was, and to note, it was bipartisan. I probably wouldn't have voted no if it had just been one side or the other.
Now you have another reason.
Does that matter?
You know when someone is not telling the truth when they have three reasons for why it happened?
That's what I do.
All right, Terry, hold on one second. You're a good sport. I appreciate you coming on. Hold.
Hey, don't move.
All right. Let's talk to this guy. Here's the Democrat who voted no. One of them.
It's Matt with you.
Representative Jeff Luxemburg from Manchester. Jeff!
Jeff!
Jeff, for God's
Jeff.
Sake, have to open
Jeff,
through.
Jeff, Jeff,
Jeff. Jeff. Jeff.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
What'd you do, Jeff?
It's fun to be on your show this morning. I actually love pizza, so.
Then why?
It's a pleasure to be with you.
Then why?
Doesn't love it that much.
I got to tell you, not one person in my history of being in the legislature has ever written to me, called, told me at their door, or contacted me in any way to say that this was a priority for them. And I thought it was sort of a...
Do we need to?
What's your address? I'll be happy to send that in the mail.
Listen to your stomach.
That may change the calculation for the future. But you know what? The issue is in Manchester, where I represent, we've got unemployment over 10%. We've got...
Hold on. I know all of this.
Right.
It's tough.
Yeah, great pizzeria, too.
But... You voted. Would it have taken you more time to vote yes? It took you the same amount of time to vote no.
Right.
No, the thing is you when you take a vote, you weigh what your constituents care about, what the Constitution says, what your
if you're listening in Manchester now. And you care about pizza, Jeff Luxemburg wants to hear from you.
Like right now.
Light him up.
Yeah. Most people that I've heard from have said, what are these knucklehead politicians doing in Hartford? We have these real problems with health care.
That's not when we say knucklehead politicians, not when you're voting on pizza as a state food.
They're focused on ceremonial fluff, right? That's what I hear from everyday people. Why aren't you focusing on real issues? Well, look, I respect that. I respect that point of view, and I think my colleagues who voted for it felt like we needed a good story like that. But the other perspective is, we're dealing with a $46 billion.
Yeah, but you still voted. You had to sit through the debate.
Challenges. Just have to scratch the Y.
Oh my God!
Why are we focusing on?
Let's go through your record and see the stupid things you did vote for, while more important things were in front of you. This is not the first time you've done this. Can you name three good pizza places in Manchester?
Sure.
Let's hear them.
Well, we've got the famous Pepe's, of course. But we've got Mulberry Street Pizza on Main Street downtown, and we've got Woodbridge Pizza in my district. So there's a lot of great pizza.
Right, well, how are you going to walk into those places now?
I'm over 300 pounds. I spend way too much
time. Then what the hell is the problem?
That's the issue.
Than the ceremonial bill that doesn't help them. I don't think this bill helps them. I think what they need is they're having trouble staying afloat and hiring a workforce. A bill designating pizza as the state food isn't going to do one bit of help for them.
Does it hurt?
Helping them.
It makes folks smile.
And the snickerdoodle, so much better than pizza.
Ew.
Well, look, I don't think it's important to talk about other foods that could be the state food. But,
do you know what the state food is? Do you even know?
It's going to be pizza, apparently.
Do you know what it is right now?
Yeah, it's currently.
Do you know what it is right now?
I don't.
It's the snickerdoodle.
Right. First of all, that's a stupid name. Snickerdoodle. Sounds like your grandpa yells somebody in traffic. Yeah, damn snickerdoodle.
It's time for an upgrade there, clearly.
Yeah. We want to sound stupid anymore.
Jeff.
God's
pizza
Jeff.
Wasn't even invented in Connecticut, nor was it the first state, by the way, to have pizza. So I don't think it's...
You can't have pizza for 6 months now because of this.
I like that Jeff is holding on and defending his vote.
Yes,
he's digging in on this.
Yes, he is.
He's not waffling.
No.
Clearly doesn't think he made a mistake.
It's waffles, by the way. Too.
Waffles.
Yeah, doesn't like waffles either.
Yeah, this vote may come back to haunt you.
Right.
Yeah.
We'll see. Time will tell. I think people are focused on more serious and important issues than
I think you're
ceremonial
wrong.
Fluff.
I think you're wrong.
Yeah, look
we like fluff here.
Yeah.
How long have you been a legislator?
Especially with peanut butter.
I'm in my fourth term.
Okay. Because I know, like in Oxford, you can, or Woodbury, or these other towns, you can raise taxes, do all these things. No one comes out.
Yeah.
But if you say horses need to be on a certain amount of acres, they all come out.
Right. With pitchforks.
It's these things that motivate people.
Right. Passion.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll find out. Maybe yeah. you're right.
Yeah.
If the pizza lobby knocks me out of office, then I'll have to come back on your show and you can say I told you so.
No, I think during the campaign, as the numbers start to swing, you're going to start saying I regret that one vote. And you're going to be at a press conference eating pizza.
Right. You want a pizza, me?
All right, we're kidding with you.
Yeah, man.
But at the same time, not.
No. So.
All right, thanks for coming on, Jeff. We appreciate that.
Yeah, no problem.
All right,
great to be with you.
Same really.
Sorry, I'm not picking the phone number again.
All right, Representative Jeff Luxemburg. I'm sure if he's in his fourth term, the people there like him.
Yeah.
All right. Terry, I like how you immediately knew you made a mistake.
Yeah,
so
you did.
I appreciate you.
You folded like
Terry sounds fun.
Awesome. Yeah.
Well, I'll host you on a tour of the great pizza places down here.
All right, good. Even though you voted no, I don't know if I want to have pizza with you in those places.
We'll go in first.
You give me the list and I'll go in
first.
Yeah.
We're going first.
Yeah, right. We're going first. Yeah. I do want to say I see that three children of yours are EMTs. Is that all three? Do you have four?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, I do have three.
Three.
Well, yes,
all,
I do,
three
and I'm
are
very,
EMTs, so.
Very proud of them.
Well, that yes. makes up for the pizza
they,
vote.
Right.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All
that
right.
brings a lump to my throat. I'm very proud of what they've done.
No, I, you know, they're first responders.
Exactly.
And they've
right.
been out there during COVID.
Yeah. Right.
So,
yeah.
Very good. All
well,
right.
no,
they love pizza.
Actually, they have been. They were not. They are not on duty because they all have full-time jobs.
Oh.
Now,
okay.
they were post. Darianne has a program called Post 53, which is first responders are all high school students. And it's the only one in the country, and it's first-rate medical care.
That's great.
They won tons of awards, and they learn early on how to problem solve, how to work as a team, and how not to panic in difficult situations.
And for lunch, they had
well.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you bring to the EMT center when things go pizza?
Pizza.
It feeds many people.
Well, I think they get their pizza free from all the local places.
Aha.
Because they're all volunteers. And the adult advisors who were on, well, I could go on. Maybe that's a show one morning.
If you could change that vote, would you change that vote right now?
No.
Goodbye, Terry. Goodbye, Terry.
I thought she was going to say yes.
Goodbye, Terry. We still like you.
Yeah, I thought we had her.
Wow.
She still said no.
What the hell?
Wow.
Oh, my God. And the phones are going.
Kaboom.
How do you miss that boat?
That is
exactly,
a
right?
layup.
It's
Don't
an easy.
Don't overthink it.
Right.
It's easy.
Yep. It's a no-brainer.
It's easy.
And I can do it.
It's pizza.
Right.
Do you know anyone who doesn't eat pizza?
Even the word pizza, when you say it makes
pizza.
You smile.
Pizza.
Pizza. It's an ah.
Pizza Friday.
Pizza
party.
Exactly right.
Pizza. Where do you bring the kids for birthdays?
Pizza.
Exactly. It'll solve problems in the Middle East. Pizza.
Right. You drop some...
Right.
You drop some New Haven pizza, some Connecticut pizza over there.
Yep, exactly. All of a sudden, they're all hugging and kissing. Yeah.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.